Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raka, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gifts to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gifts there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gifts. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. From Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 31 says, cast away from all the crimes you have committed, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. This new heart, this new spirit, Jesus is teaching us from the reading of the Gospel. You bring your gifts to the altar, and then recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gifts there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come. So Jesus says, if your brother has anything against you, not that you did something wrong first, even the other person did something wrong to you, still, there's no reconciliation, if there's no peace, make peace first. Because the offering, it's what in a communion song we say, be perfect as God the Father is perfect. And we come to his throne, his altar. The perfection comes on a daily basis to change with the Spirit of the Lord. So that's why his words is giving us the food of our daily life. So keep one or two phrases from the Gospel or from the Bible. Keep it. And with the Eucharist, both the Word of God, the Body of Christ, keep it in your heart as if you are the tabernacle, a moving tabernacle. I remember John Paul II in 2000 to the young people, he's mentioned, you will be, first, our Heavenly Mother is the first tabernacle on earth because Jesus in her womb. Then you people, young people, be the living tabernacle on earth. Keep his word, his knife, in yourself, and let Jesus transform you. We can't do much. And Jesus mentioned once, if you tell me you can't do anything, so it's important, keep him in you. Whatever, try your best to live your daily life. Seek first the kingdom of God, and rest will be given to you.